remember vividly a gold dome. It's called the Dome of the Rock.
So we can rebuild the Beit HaMikdash.
What if you found out that the war that was started, its deeper goals are destroying El Masjid Al-Aqsa, it's the Dome of the Rock, and rebuilding a third temple? This is something really interesting, some really interesting stuff that we're about to hear Tucker Carlson talking about. Now, Tucker Carlson breaks down what he believes are the reasons this war is not what you think. It goes much deeper. It goes all the way to the destruction of the Masjid al-Aqsa and the rebuilding of the so-called Third Temple. You have troops who are being told that the war with Iran is part of biblical prophecy for Armageddon and that Trump was anointed by God to carry it out. Now, how ironic is that when you have the president being asked, do you believe you're going to heaven? And then this is what he had to say.
I don't think there's anything going to get me in heaven. Okay, I really don't. I think I'm not maybe heaven bound. I may be in heaven right now as we fly in Air Force One. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make heaven.
Alhamdulillah, we've made it to another Ramadan. This Ramadan, the month where rewards are multiplied beyond measure. And as I speak to you right now, the work is still happening, as you can see. The masjid is open, people are praying here, Quran is being recited here. So this is just a quick update. We're here hard at work. Need you guys to be hard at making dua that we can make this a reality. We've come so far with your contributions, dua and support. Continue with your reoccurring donations. Continue with your duas. May Allah reward all of you. Assalamu alaikum.
Now let's get into this video with Tucker Carlson, where he gives a great historical breakdown of Masjid al-Aqsa. He starts by talking about the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad.
A man called Muhammad was born in Mecca and built one of the world's great religions, the world's second largest religion, as it stands today, in a very short period. His name was Muhammad. He was born in Mecca. He died in nearby Medina. But in the meantime, he built, or inspired the building of, within 50 years of his death, one of the great religious monuments in the world, certainly one of the prettiest, called the Dome of the Rock, and it's in Jerusalem on Moriah, in fact, built over the foundation stone.
He talks about the three holiest places in Islam.
In what's known as the Al-Aqsa complex, there's a mosque next door called the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and that spot is one of three holy places, apparently co-equal holy places, in Islam, Mecca, Medina, Dome of the Rock, Al-Aqsa.
He explains how right now there are people who want to begin the process of tearing the masjid down, Masjid Al-Aqsa.
Now is the moment, right now, like this week, is the moment that some people, not a huge number, most people, Christians, Jews, Muslims, are not fully aware of all this, but some people are highly aware of it and would like to begin the process of tearing down the Dome of the Rock, tearing down Al-Aqsa Mosque, and rebuilding the Third Temple.
He exposes what some of them are really fighting for. And by the way, many of them openly hate Jesus, if you didn't know. While Muslims actually love and honor Jesus. I thought I'd just throw that in. Look this up.
Told their troops on the eve of the outbreak of this war that we're doing this for Jesus, because it is Jesus' will that we do this, and that by doing it, we will usher in a series of events that bring about the end of history, the end of time, Armageddon, the last days. It's hard to believe that's true, especially since, by the way, there are a million Christians in Iran.
He shows something very clear. You could see soldiers with patches on their uniform. And remember, we, the taxpayers, are paying for those uniforms.
But it's not just the U.S. side. Here's an IDF soldier, apparently an American by his accent, describing why he's at war. Watch this.
They call this operation the Swords of Iron. But what are we really fighting for? We're fighting for the right of the Jewish people to exist, be Jewish, practice their religion, and be free. And one day our true leader will come, and we'll be united as a whole Jewish nation so we can rebuild the Beit HaMikdash.
You'll see these symbols connected to the Third Temple.
Put it on the screen. There you go. And all of them have the same patch. Look familiar. Look carefully at that. What is that? That's the temple. That is the Third Temple. And we'll get to in a minute about how this might actually happen and what it would mean for the rest of the world.
He asked the question, how did all these guys wind up wearing patches connected to destroying one of the holiest places in Islam and rebuilding this temple?
How did all these guys wind up wearing patches suggesting the point of this war was the destruction of one of the holiest places in Islam and the rebuilding of a temple that is totally anathema to Christianity? Like, how did this happen?
He gets into one of the organizations pushing for this, and what really blows his mind, and probably many who are going to see this, who really haven't been talking about this at the dinner table, how can Christians support such a thing? By its very existence, it denies Christ, Jesus.
American evangelical leaders, Christian Zionists, whose main point is rebuilding the Third Temple. Now, how could an American Christian or any Christian call for the building of a temple whose presence, whose inherent presence, denies Christ?
Now, this next part is very intense. He goes off and calls it more than just apostasy.
That's more than apostasy. That's like not even knowing what the religion's about. So it's hard to believe there could be any ordained Christian leaders pushing for the rebuilding of the Third Temple. Oh, but there are a lot.
He calls out the fake Christians, and that's what they are. They're really, truly fake Christians who are hiding behind Christianity.
If we can get that Third Temple rebuilt and usher in the coming of Jesus.
He makes it clear this is not about Christianity.
That right there is the tell. This is not Christianity. Imagine Jesus saying, just kill them all. They're terrorists.
He asks a very important question. Why didn't we talk about this before pushing towards war in Iran?
And say, the thing you really want in life is the rebuilding of the Third Temple? What is going on here? And why haven't we talked about this before? Say, before we invaded Iran with troops who say out loud, we're doing this to bring about the creation of the Third Temple. Why weren't the rest of us informed?
Here's another interesting thing he says. This was never taught in Sunday school.
Of all questions. This is not something they teach you in Sunday school in the Presbyterian Church. This is not something that people talk about at dinner in the United States. This is not something our Congress ever mentions, that the president ever talks about.
Leaves us wondering, and him, what exactly is this belief system?
Of the reestablishment of the temple on the Temple Mount is not possible.
What is that? That's the Secretary of War right now overseeing the war with Iran that people fighting it are starting to say actually is about rebuilding this Third Temple. It's the same man.
He goes on, he gets into the idea that this is turning into a religious war. And the same guy who is always attacking Islam, he mentions this Lindsey Graham.
This is likely to be, if not brought under control immediately, or maybe it's too late, a war, a religious war, the one that Lindsey Graham just described between Muslims and Christians.
This is a very interesting note. It's a man who's never been married. He doesn't have any children. And you would think, okay, now later on, these allegations come up, scandals surrounding him. Things like, you can go with the hashtag Lady Graham. They were circulating on X, circulating with him, these accusations of him hiring male escorts. It's really just strange and disturbing things, really sick things. And these are the kind of people running the country.
This is a religious war. Who wins it at the end of the day? Do the radical Islamic terrorists?
Tucker states some more facts about Islam that should make people really think. Why is Islam submission to the will of God? That's what it means. And a Muslim is one who submits and surrenders to the will of God. Why is it the fastest going religion? It's not because of birth rate. This is just something they put out there to scare people.
Islam is the fastest growing religion in the United States. There are not that many Muslims in the United States, what, 5 million or something like that? But it's the fastest growing religion. That's enough to cause problems. For sure, in Europe, 65 million Muslims, second biggest religion in every European country. Fastest growing in every country. Australia, same thing. Second biggest, fastest growing. New Zealand, same thing. Second biggest, fastest growing. Canada, same thing.
And why are women, especially women converts, more than men? Think about that. Is it because of the pure, absolute monotheism, a very digestible message that really goes with the innate nature of the human being? is that the miracle of the Quran, its authenticity, preservation, the prophecies, the miracles. It's a living miracle. Is it that why? Is it the character and the message of Prophet Muhammad and the miracles that he actually did also? There's a ton of them. You know, and sincere people are waking up and starting to question what they've been told through this fake news, this paid Zionist propaganda. That's what it is. It's hundreds of million dollars. Now billions are being spent to distract you from the real issues and to have you think, okay, it's Islam and Muslims. We get rid of them. And then we got the issues. But at the end, I'll break it more down regarding this. Now, this is where it gets really interesting. A very popular religious leader is shown explaining how they should destroy the Dome of the Rock, Masjid al-Aqsa.
Describing how Israel should take advantage of a then ongoing conflict with Iran, much less intense than the current conflict we're seeing with Iran, to destroy the Dome of the Rock and al-Aqsa. Watch this.
If it was up to me, the last time when they shot hundreds of missiles, I would pretend that one missile came from Iran and shoot it down. You know? Then all the Arabs would go against Iran, it would be the end of the problems. You make them fight with each other, this bunch of lunatics. Never too late. You deal with a bunch of cowards.
Shoot it down. Into the Dome of the Rock in Al-Aqsa.
In this next clip, Tucker talks about how there have been many false flags throughout history. And this is the oldest trick in the book, turn people against each other.
As you just heard him say, of turning our enemies against each other. Turning our enemies against each other.
So if you have a people who are known for doing these kind of false flags, Levon Affair and the USS Liberty, and the list goes on and on and on. And then just recently, Tucker also reported, and it's being reported, that Qatar, they just caught some of these same people who are planning another plot.
In Qatar and Saudi Arabia, authorities arrested Mossad agents planning on committing bombings in those countries. Now, that's weird.
Now, here's the scary part. Tucker warns that this could really turn into a global religious war.
All of a sudden, the Al-Aqsa complex is just vaporized. Oops, the Iranians did it. Then we have this debate. It's like a hospital bombing in Gaza. Who did it? Well, it was a booster from a Hamas rocket. Well, how do I know? I wasn't there. All we know is it's gone. Oh, so sorry. Could that happen? Oh, yeah, it could happen. The army is fighting with patches of the Third Temple on their arms, on their official uniforms. And what happens then? Global religious war.
And then he finishes off by saying we should all take this very, very seriously. And he's absolutely right.
Talk about high stakes. You thought nukes were high stakes. At least nukes are over quickly. There are survivors. A generational religious war? That's worse than any virus and more deadly. That could happen. Do the people in charge know it could happen? Some of them do. They don't seem worried about it. They should be. We should all be worried about it. We should all be noisy about it. No, you can't do that to the world. We have to give to our grandchildren.
Now, you also have some members of Congress, like this congressman, Jared Huffman, speaking out against these extremist radical. These are radical Christians. Let's take a look at what he has to say.
Right now, extremists are enacting foreign policy, and in this case, life and death stuff involving war powers based on their interpretation of biblical prophecy. That is really an unthinkable and dangerous situation.
Now, before we close up, I want to move on to another key piece of this puzzle. Another major distraction has been implemented to get people away from what was just being talked about all over the mainstream news, these Epstein files, which clearly show that many of the things they constantly accuse Islam of are actually reflections of their own wrongdoing, the evils they were projecting onto Islam and the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad. They call the best man to ever walk the earth. Anyone who studies his life sincerely, looks at his life, the character that he espoused. His name was nicknamed Al-Amin, the trustworthy. But they slander him, the final messenger sent to mankind for all of mankind till the end of times. They call him the P word, pedo. But you tell me now, what are the most powerful people in this society doing? According to what we're seeing with these Epstein files. Look it up. It's all over now. They're getting exposed left and right. What about these powerful leaders? What about the average American also? Let's look at this clip. This is just mind-blowing with this Tim Talbot and this massive problem of trafficking. Look at the amount of trafficking going on. And you would think we would have all of our priorities straight. Instead, we got them all mixed up and upside down. Instead of using our resources, all this money, to go fight illegal wars, you'd use these resources to stop the horrors you're about to see. Instead, taxpayer money is being spent on wars chasing, engineering end times prophecies pushed by religious zealots, extremists in positions of power. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
It's over 89,000. We are losing the battle and we are losing the war, and boys and girls are suffering for it. And to give you an idea of the scope of what's happening in America, there's a red dot map right over there over my right shoulder. And that's just a 6-month screenshot of the U.S. And every red dot that is on there is someone that is downloading, sharing, or distributing.
That's really mind-blowing just to see. Let's move on. You think about, they say Islam oppresses women. Yet many of these elites in this society were trafficking women, still are, but this exposes it, women against their own, against their will. Meanwhile, one of the safest historical places for women to travel is Medina, the home of Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings be upon him. And when Muslims ruled Jerusalem, it wasn't a haven for people fleeing justice. When they commit a crime here in America, it's been reported how many people just recently, you had one, he's going through trial, a pedo, and then he jumps on and he's in that country, Israel, and then that's it. He's being harbored. I mean, what kind of justice is that? And that's what it's become. And they say Sharia, God's law. And this is similar to the Ten Commandments. It's over 200 times in the Arabic Bible. That's all it is God's law. Say it's backwards. But somehow, you know, with these files showing all these powerful people committing horrific crimes on the island and other places, and no one's being prosecuted at all, nobody. And you want to say Islam is backwards? There's no justice with this. Just cover up after cover up. Another thing you constantly hear is that Muslims are infiltrating society. Yet many politicians themselves appear to be compromised, serving the interests of another country instead of the interests of America. And when they're asked, they can't even say America first. That's it. So 80% of politicians, they are serving the interests of another country. And you want to talk about Muslims infiltrating America? So let's get our facts straight. Let's do our homework. And a great job by Tucker Carlson. I hope we connect someday. Tucker, you're doing some great work. We really respect that, keeping it fair and balanced. And we'll see you next time. Subscribe if you haven't already. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you.